You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Today is Wednesday, June 7th, 2023, and I am Dan Keller with today's headlines. Waterloo's Trinity Bible Chapel at the forefront of Christian fundamentalist anti-LGBTQ movement. Former teacher has her day in court over book censorship presentation censorship. WRDSB trustee Mike Ramsey takes the school board to court over free expression suspension. And Acorn launches in Waterloo Region to support tenants' rights. First up, Waterloo's Trinity Bible Chapel is at the forefront of a Christian fundamentalist anti-LGBTQ movement. Pastor Jacob Rayom of Waterloo's Trinity Bible Chapel first made a name for himself by flaunting public health protections during COVID while claiming religious persecution by the government. Now Rayom, who has again brought national attention to Waterloo region with his church's involvement in a growing network of aggressively anti-LGBTQ Christian religious institutions. As CBC's Jonathan Montpetit reported on Front Burner on June 5th, Pastor Rayom helped form and is working with Liberty Coalition of Canada to push fundamentalist Christian values into the mainstream. Montpetit notes, as governments began to remove pandemic restrictions, Liberty Coalition Canada shifted its focus to controversies that pit progressive and conservative values against each other on issues ranging from gender and sexuality to racism and the environment. After a warning from Montpetit about the anti-LGBTQ and particularly anti-trans language that is present in the piece, he presents some of the virulent anti-LGBTQ language that Rayom preaches from the lectern of his chapel on Lobsinger Line on the edge of Waterloo. There are also clips from Rayom's podcast appearances and audio from others involved in the network. I am not going to play the audio here, but you can listen to Jonathan's deeply researched piece by clicking the link in this show's description. Liberty Coalition Canada and Trinity Bible Chapel have worked with the Calgary-based Justice Center for Constitutional Freedoms in their court cases involving COVID health protections. CKMS News will be following this story as it continues to develop over the coming months, including in our next headlines. Next up, former teacher has her day in court over book censorship presentation censorship. Being represented by the Justice Center for Constitutional Freedoms at the Ontario Superior Court of Justice is former teacher Carolyn Burjowski, who is arguing that her charter right to free expression was violated when the chair of the Waterloo Region District School Board, Trustee Scott Piatowski, stopped her delegation at a board meeting before her time was up. Burjowski is in court demanding she be allowed to continue her presentation, which was arguing that some books available to students with LGBTQ themes were not appropriate and could mislead those who read the books about sexuality and gender. Concerned that the delegation was infringing on the Ontario Human Rights Code, Piatowski stopped the delegation, and then the board agreed with ending the delegation through a majority vote. In a separate lawsuit, Burjowski is suing Piatowski for $1,750,000 in damages. The lawyer for the school board, Kevin McGivney, said to the three-judge panel overseeing the case, quote, gender identity is real. Gender expression is real. The chair is absolutely in a position to protect his obligation to create a positive school environment for a trans child who may be listening. This is fundamentally the concern. After hearing the arguments on June 5th, the three-judge panel will return a decision at a later, yet unannounced date. Third, Waterloo Regional District School Board Trustee Mike Ramsey takes the board to court over free expression suspension. Also represented by the Justice Center for Constitutional Freedoms, WRDSB Trustee Mike Ramsey was in Ontario Superior Court on June 6th as he tries to have a suspension struck from his record, and for the court to declare that the school board violated his charter right to free expression. Following the 2022 school board meeting where the board voted to end the delegation of Carolyn Burjowski, in spite of a challenge by Ramsey, Trustee Ramsey then took to Twitter criticizing the vote. Another then-trustee, Lori Tremble, filed a formal complaint noting Trustee Ramsey's behavior in meetings and actions on social media. The complaint led to an integrity commissioner's review, and the board voted to suspend Ramsey for 3 months for breaching the code of conduct. Speaking to the judges, Natalie Kolos, a lawyer representing the WRDSB, quoted the integrity commissioner's report saying, "The charter does not allow an individual to say whatever they want, whenever they want, without regard for the rules of the forum of which they are speaking." The three-judge panel has reserved its decision to a later, unannounced date. Finally, ACORN launches in Waterloo Region to support tenants' rights. On May 25th, a chapter of the Canada-wide social and economic justice organization ACORN, or the Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now, launched in Waterloo Region in an effort to educate tenants on their rights and support tenants in an economy which is pushing many into financial hardship and housing precarity. The group launched with an online meeting which discussed high rents, rent evictions, and slumlords, with a focus on ACORN's effective community organizing model and past successes, the plan to grow ACORN in Waterloo Region, and how to get involved in the fight for tenant rights. The Waterloo chapter of ACORN, organized by local residents including Meg Rattan, Brooklyn Wallace, and Sam Nabby, and community-oriented groups including the Social Development Center of Waterloo Region, will join chapters in 9 other Canadian cities with a membership base of 160,000 people. ACORN Waterloo is hosting its next meeting on June 7th and is actively seeking to grow their presence in the region. You have been listening to headlines for Wednesday, June 7th, 2023, from CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. This is Dan Keller, and thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at canada-info.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.